Several dozen people came to the hearing, and just 9 spoke. Nearly all were there to speak out against the project and the contractor. William Rakitansky of Cornelius said the tolls were about letting a private company fleece the public. He aimed his comments at Cintra, the Spanish-based parent company of contractor I-77 Mobility Partners.
How dare you come to our home and foist your scheme upon us? All we want is for Cintra to leave us alone and leave our state to never deceive us again. You are not welcome here. Please leave.
I-77 Mobility Partners says the rates will be simple for the first 6 months to let drivers get used to the tolls. Prices will be fixed according to the time of day, a maximum of $6.55 one way or $13.10 round trip if you drive all the way between Mooresville and Charlotte at rush hour. And by the way, those rush hours are defined widely, 6:30 to 9 a.m. and 3 to 7 p.m. Off-peak tolls will be less, depending on the time of day. Of course, if you don't go the full 26-mile length of the lanes, you won't pay as much. For example, a round-trip peak-hour commute from Huntersville to Charlotte would cost about half as much. After 6 months, tolls will change as often as every 5 minutes, depending on how much traffic is in the lanes. The contractor doesn't expect the express lanes to fill up, but if they do, it will cost you as much as $9.40 one way at rush hour, or nearly $19 round trip. Those rates are for drivers who get a free Quick Pass transponder from the North Carolina Turnpike Authority, which will collect the tolls. If you don't have one, you'll get a bill in the mail and pay 35% more. I-77 Mobility CEO Javier Tamargo said afterward the hearing showed people have strong opinions about the project.
And I think that people will solve for their questions and all their concerns just by seeing how the toll lanes will operate. I think that's going to be the critical point here.
The contractor has said the project will open by the end of the year, but Tamargo said some segments may not be complete. If that happens, he said toll rates would be discounted. I-77 Mobility Partners is financing most of the project's cost, now totaling $670 million. That's $20 million higher than originally estimated. Tamargo says that's because the company is investing more of its own money in what he called improvements, including new direct connections from the toll lanes to some local roads in North Mecklenburg. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Huntersville.